All right, now the next page, and this is really getting to the heart of why a seller is going to want to list with you. Now, this is a very simple concept, and it's a very powerful message if you use our scripts. So, Julie, let's explain it to them.
Well, so I think we should start with what does list-to-sell price ratio mean, just in case there's anybody listening to this that is not clear.
That's right. Go ahead.
So a list-to-sell price ratio literally means what is the difference between the list price and what it's sold for. So to keep the math easy, if it was listed at $100,000 and it sold at $97,000, it's a 97% list-to-sell price ratio.
Pretty simple. So in your marketplace right now, I would venture a guess. Now, remember what we said on the previous video, that you have to expand so you get a better snapshot. And the reason I think over-describe how to use some of these pages is because I know there are some of you watching this video, listening to Julie and I's voices, who are in the backs of your mind being skeptics of what we're trying to get you to do. Okay, and I know if I do our best to overcome the skeptics that the rest of you who aren't skeptical, who are saying, all right, Tim, shut up and get to it, and believe me, I understand where you guys are coming from because that's how I personally like to receive information, quick and get to the point. But if I really drill down on the skeptics that are listening, guess what? The rest of you are going to learn something as well. So when you're putting together your list-to-sell price ratio page, you're going to have to dig into the MLS again, just like you have previously, and cast the biggest net. And what Julie and I used to do when we sold real estate in Columbus, Ohio, is we used the list-to-sell price ratio for the entire MLS, not just the community. And we'd asterisk it at the bottom of the page, and we'd say, according to the Columbus Board of Realtors. Now, why would we want to do that? Because in the marketplace where we sold, the average days on the market was probably about 90 at the time. Maybe it was even less. I don't remember. But for the entire Board of Realtors, the average list-to-sell price ratios was something like 181 days, if I remember correctly, because we are including the outlying areas. We're including the mobile home parks. We're including all the areas where properties never sold. There's communities all over your community, your neighborhood, your whatever, where the houses just sit forever. You know what I'm talking about. Include that into the overall ratio and do a list-to-sell price ratio for your entire region. Tim, I'm in L.A. We're the, you know, seventh biggest economy in the world, and the entire area of L.A.
Right, because that number, just like the, you know, when it was average days in the market, you wanted it to be higher for the bigger area. In this case, list-to-sell price ratio, you want it to be lower. So, for example, fact, if, and watch the language on this is important, if the ordinary agent sells your home at all, on average, they will only net you 91% of the original list price. And that, again, the number is based on your larger community. Fact, Tim and Julie, or in this case, you're going to insert your name, sell their listings for an average of 97.3% of the original list price. In other words, what you guys are really saying is you're better, right? Okay, so then it says, what could you, meaning the seller, do with an additional 6.3% of your home's value?
That's right.
And I remember sometimes I would actually figure that out in front of the seller and say, okay, your house is this much. You know, statistically, we're going to net you as much as this much more.
Okay, so
remember, here's the thing. What makes you different?
Advanced coaching time. You're in front of a very money-conscious, commission-cutting type seller. Remember, this is only going to happen 10% of the time. Or you're in front of a for-sale-by-owner, and they're really drilling down on your commission about you. You know, they're really trying to get to just whatever. They just like to negotiate. Everyone's had a seller like that.
Maybe they're a salesperson. They're the worst for trying to negotiate all the time, right?
Right.
They're really kind of doing it for fun with you.
Exactly, right? They just do it for sport. Okay, that's fine. So you whip out this page, and you explain to them that in the entire MLS, Mr. Seller, the average list-to-sell price ratio, I'm just going to make numbers up, is 91%. That means that when an agent lists your property on average in our MLS, in our area, right, they're going to essentially, you're going to net 9% less than the original list price. When you list your house with me statistically, remember if it's an us, if it's your broker, or if you don't have good enough numbers yet, you can say us and use your broker's numbers. Hopefully your broker's numbers are good, you know. So when you list your house with us, Mr. Seller, on average, we're going to sell the house. And remember the previous page was days in the market. Now this one is the average list-to-sell price ratio. We're going to list the house for, let's say, $500,000. And on average, Mr. Seller, we're going to sell it for whatever the number is, 98.2%. Okay? Now, you might also, here's some more advanced coaching for you. You might have had, let's say in your own listing business, a month where everything sold for near asking price, and you want to just use that particular month in your statistics for the presentation of this page. That's fine. Just use that one little snapshot, but disclose on the bottom, say, based on, you know, closed transactions from, you know, June of 2014.
That's normal. If you start paying attention to commercials, there's all these little mini disclosures all the time. That's normal to do. You just have to say how you came up with that fact.
That's right. So don't overthink it.
Don't get weird about it.
Yeah, don't get weird about it. That's right. So we don't want any panic phone calls, and I sure as heck don't want to hear about any of you, oh, Tim and Julie are telling us to do something just because you didn't take the time to understand it. This is very simple.
But, Tim, using this list-to-sell price ratio means I have to actually follow through and net that much more for my seller.
Well, if you follow the entire system, guess what? You will. It's not that big.
Because you'll price it right. You'll have a good relationship. You know, it'll sell probably faster than you ever thought it would.
And you can do, you can modify this page and make it so that it's list to sell price ratio based on the final list price opposed to the original list price.
That'll help.
So if the seller, for example, insists that you list it higher than what you feel it should be priced on the placed on the market for, which, by the way, guess what happens all the time? That's called normal, right? It's called sellers being greedy. They're entitled. So you take it a little bit overpriced. That's fine. We're going to tell you about how to do pricing and, you know, get advanced price stuff. All that stuff's coming in this coaching program. But let's just say you take the listing slightly overpriced. Your list-to-sell price ratio page, when you're presenting it to the seller, you simply say, is based on, you know, the list price at the time the house sells. See how I did that?
That's right. So use your head. Skipping these pages is not an option. Remember what makes you different. You're using list-to-sell price ratio facts, and you're using days on the market facts to show what makes you different. Tim, when I put agents on the spot and I say, you got 3 minutes, what makes you different? They all kind of wing it and tap dance around this kind of thing. Well, I'll net you more money. I'll communicate better than anybody else. Well, it's different if you actually guarantee it and you actually have statistics and facts behind it and your signature is on the page.
And by the way, guys, notice how every single aspect of all the marketing and all the pre-listing presentations, everything, every single aspect is not, with the exception of your resume, is not about you.
Yeah.
It's about them.
That makes you different.
That's right.
So stay with the theme.
That's right. So it makes you different that you're focusing on the net to them. Okay? Now, Julie,
which, by the way, is, you know, if you hadn't figured it out yet, the main thing in the back of their mind.
Julie, didn't you tell me, I was remembering just the other day, you were telling me about a brand new advanced coaching client, which is the coaching program after this one, right? Where you'll have to fill in the blanks because I'm only remembering parts of it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a brand new coaching client, essentially a brand new realtor who went on a listing. You know, now I'm remembering it was a story you told me about when you went on a listing presentation. Now I'm remembering.
Oh, about the PLP, right?
Yes. So tell that story real quick.
Yeah, I don't think I've shared that with them yet.
No.
Okay, so some of you guys are going, well, gosh, this is a lot of work. I don't know if I want to do it. Do I really have to do this every time? Blah, 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 right? Well, so, you know, Tim and I had just had a week where we had appointment after appointment. I was feeling stressed out. I was going in the listing presentation. It was like, you know, in between some other appointments. I had a closing. I had all these excuses. And I thought to myself, I don't really need to send a PLP. I mean, this is a totally cookie-cutter house. It wasn't even a house. It was like a $120,000 plain Jane super cookie-cutter. There's 9 million of them, $120,000, you know, just boring, 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 right?
Condo.
Like, you almost didn't even want to go to this condo. You know, like, here's my ego out of control going, oh, I don't have to bother, right? Okay, so then I had something kick in the back of my mind, standard that we always practiced, so we practice what we preach, guys, that we send the pre-listing package every time, no matter who it is, what the neighborhood is, how you know them, the price range, or anything else. So I made myself send the pre-listing pack, even though I could very easily have been lazy about it, okay? And again, I emphasize that this was plain Jane because my assumption was, well, I don't have to do that because probably whoever I'm competing with, if I'm competing at all, they're not going to bother doing anything, right? I'm making all these assumptions, which, by the way, agents love to make up stories without any particular facts, so there's a whole other coaching lesson in that. But I've sent it, then I show up to the appointment. And part of your listing presentation, you always reiterate with the seller, you know, that you told me on the phone when I spoke with you earlier that you were speaking with other agents. Tell me more about what you need to hear from those agents to make your decision. So this is part of the scripts, right? And I had said that walking around taking notes, you know, on his place. And he said, oh, you don't have to worry about that. I already canceled those two appointments based on what they sent me.
Uh-oh.
Oh, like a chill ran up my spine, okay? Based on what they sent you. So first I was like the Scooby-Doo, huh? They sent you something? You're kidding me.
That in itself was revolutionary because agents hadn't been sending pre-listing
packs. I mean, who would have thought, right?
Now they were sending, you know, pre-listing packs ahead of time.
Yeah, and neither one of these agents was like a heavy name, you know, big hitter or anything like that. They weren't a big marketer. They were just like people you'd never heard of before in your life. You know, so of course I said, well, I'm curious, do you mind if I take a look at what they sent? And he shared with me, one of them I remember was like this big folder of Xerox copies and all this miscellaneous stuff, and some of it came from their company and some of it they had just kind of put together on their own, and it was just a mess. There was no organization, and it was just like this big stack of paper, right? Okay, so the other one was just really lightweight. There was a CMA in it. There wasn't much else. Had their logo and a lot of pictures of them.
You know what, Julie, as you're telling this story,
yeah.
I'm wondering how many agents right now are listening, thinking, oh, crap.
I thought I had a pre-listing pack.
Well, that's what I'm using.
Right. Well, he made his decision based on not liking what he saw versus our pre-listing pack, which we had basically killed ourselves putting together to make it really nice, bright, shiny, and beautiful.
What we're giving to you guys, you get
which is this exact thing, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay, and I remember thinking to myself, oh, my gosh, I am so lucky that I had that standard and I sent it anyway, because if I hadn't sent it, I would have been the one who got the canceled appointment. He would have called me and said, well, you know, you didn't even bother to send me anything. I'm going to go with one of these other two agents.
That's right. So the moral of the story was Julie did absolutely no selling. She did absolutely
Yeah, it was easy. It was like a half-hour appointment after that.
She did absolutely no
Great.
Presenting. But here's the funny part, guys. That story that she's telling you, that experience, probably happened how many years ago, Julie?
I don't know, maybe 15, I was going to say. Yep.
Yeah, and she just told me the other day.
Right.
So, Julie, why did you just tell me the other day and not 15 years ago when it happened?
I don't know. I must have been traumatized by the fact that I almost screwed it up that bad. You know, like I would have been really embarrassed to have lost that listing.
Oh, so you were embarrassed.
For some really dumb reason, right? Because
yeah.
That's a dumb reason to lose an appointment. Now, the thing is, if that guy in the most boring condo in the world had that standard, you know, and I feel bad saying that because, you know, I can still remember it to this day, what does the person that's got a $500,000 house think on up, which, again, some of you guys avoid because you know you're going to have to compete? I'm telling you, it doesn't matter who you're in front of, you have to compete. And if you don't think that, ask yourself why you don't have more listings.
That's right. I mean, that's really the bottom line. So hopefully you guys are getting into the flow here. Our energy, our enthusiasm is sincere. Our energy, our enthusiasm, and our excitement about you guys employing these things that we know works. And by the way, I'm going to drill down as often as I can, again, because I'm always trying to make sure I'm doing my best to overcome the most skeptical of the skeptics out there. This information works in every market, in every price range, with every agent, regardless of experience level.
Right. And Tim, I have to point something out that just kind of popped in my mind about Rory, our old broker.
Yeah.
Because some of these guys are going, well, I've never experienced any of this.
We were, Julie and I started out as RE/MAX agents,
yeah.
And we had a broker, and then obviously eventually we got into the brokerage business ourselves.
And do you remember one day we came in, we were all cocky, we were all full of ourselves. We just took 4 out of 4 listings.
Yeah.
And do you remember what Rory said?
Yeah, I know. He said, you haven't gotten enough appointments yet.
Yeah, he goes, you're not hearing no enough. You obviously haven't gone on enough appointments yet.
Yeah,
and we were like, huh? What are you talking about?
See, Rory didn't know about our secret pre-listing pack.
That's right.
Yes.
But he was also right that, you know, the more you go on, the more experience you have, and the more you see the need for these things. So even if you haven't come across the need to talk about a communications guarantee, is that really a reason not to have one? I don't think so.
That's right.
You know, maybe the reason it hasn't come up is because you haven't gotten enough appointments.
That's the bottom line. All right. So, guys, that is that page. Now, the next page, I'm really excited to present to you. And, Julie, what is it called?
Okay, so now we're going to switch to the right-hand side of your pre-listing pack, and that starts with the guaranteed sale program.
Okay, so guaranteed home sale is next. Now, again, the guaranteed home sale is going to be, without a doubt, the most controversial, the most potentially for some of you eye-opening of all the pages that are going to be in your pre-listing pack. So we're going to explain that on the next video. So get ready to take some notes and be ready to be excited and motivated to put your pre-listing pack together and go start taking some listings.